From Tidbits on September 15th, 2014, this is Apple Releases New iCloud Storage Plans by Adam C. Angst. In the past, if you wanted more than the free 5 gigabytes of iCloud storage for iCloud Mail, backups, and documents, you could add 10 gigabytes for $20 per year, 20 gigabytes for $40 per year, or 50 gigabytes for $100 per year. Those prices and storage quantities sound downright quaint today, given the forthcoming iCloud Drive that will provide personal storage in OS X Yosemite and iOS 8, and the competitive landscape for online file sharing services like Dropbox and Google Drive. Apple's new plans are 5 gigabytes for free, no change there, 20 gigabytes for 99 cents per month, 200 gigabytes for $3.99 per month, 500 gigabytes for $9.99 per month, and 1 terabyte for $19.99 per month. Those who previously paid for more storage have had their accounts automatically upgraded to a new tier, complete with prorated refunds. Since those plans were annual, Apple is grandfathering them in at that frequency. If you change to a new plan, it will be billed monthly, and you can't switch back to annual billing. You can upgrade the storage levels from your Mac in the iCloud pane of System Preferences, click Manage Details, then Buy More Storage, or on your iOS device, tap Settings, iCloud, Storage and Backup, and Buy More Storage. Although these changes are welcome, especially for those who anticipate using iCloud Drive heavily, Apple still isn't particularly competitive with other major cloud storage providers. Dropbox offers only 2 gigabytes of free space to start, but provides free ways of increasing that to 18 gigabytes or more. In addition, the company's 1 terabyte Dropbox Pro account costs only $9.99 per month. Google Drive provides 15 gigabytes of free space and also offers 1 terabyte of space for $9.99 per month. It's also worth remembering that Dropbox and Google Drive are not only cheaper, but far more useful for online file sharing and collaboration. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. If you like listening to articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.